Sex and Money with Jess is a podcast dedicated to helping you deepen your relationship with yourself and others when it comes to sex and money. I'm your host, Jess, and my mission is to give you the tools to step outside of your comfort zone and into your empowered self. Here, I encourage you to let go of shame and societal pressures and reimagine your future the way you want it. If you're ready to gain more confidence, feel sexier, and become more secure in your finances, I invite you to put on your favorite outfit, pull out your bank statements, and let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. I hope that life is going well for you. As I talked about on the last episode, a lot of things have been happening. A lot of things have been changing. And I'm excited for what's to come. Today, I want to talk about an interesting topic that I saw somebody post about on Facebook. And that is the topic of trusting your partner with your finances. Now, to preface this, what I saw on Facebook was if you can trust your partner to have sex with them and to marry them, then you should be able to trust your partner with your finances. And I thought this was interesting. I did not agree. I commented saying that I didn't agree. And there are many reasons why I don't agree. I can see the original poster's idea and thought behind it. But let me get into why I didn't agree. One of the biggest things that I have seen when it comes to finances, especially in partnerships, is things have shifted from older generations to my generation and younger. The older generations tend to have all of their finances in a joint bank account. Whereas my generation and younger, you tend to see people leaning more towards a joint household account and then their own separate bank accounts, or completely separate, and they just Venmo or Zelle or write each other a check. There might be a lot of reasons that play into this. To name a few, we're seeing less and less people getting married, and so they tend to just have like a common law marriage and they just have all their stuff, you know, separate because they never really joined. Other reasons are people are getting married later in life and so they want to keep things kind of status quo. This is how it's been for the past 15, 16, 20 years, however many before they got married. They've established their accounts and they don't want to go through the process of like merging things. Other reasons why older generations might have had more joint bank accounts is because women couldn't have separate bank accounts, couldn't have their own credit cards, couldn't own their own businesses, and couldn't really like be trusted. And you can't see it. I'm doing air quotes around be trusted with their finances. They had to rely on their husbands. And when I say be trusted, I don't physically mean that women couldn't be trusted. I just mean that society and capitalism and the patriarchy wanted everything to be done under the man's name and like head. So with that being said, generations have changed. Things have changed since the 1900s. Women have their own financial freedom. Women are making more money than their husbands or their, I say husbands, I mean spouses. Women are doing things that would give them financial freedom. And so when we sit here and we are talking about how if you trust your partner, you must be able to have a joint bank account. You must have your finances with them. I think that's not taken into consideration all of the history of fighting that women have done for their financial independence. If you want to share a bank account with your partner, go for it. If you trust them with money, go for it. But money issues have been around for decades. Like, this isn't anything new. I know women who had to make sure that their husbands didn't drink away their food money or their rent money or their mortgage money because the husbands assumed, I'm the head of the household. I'm the breadwinner. This is my money that I make. I can spend it how I want, not caring about the women and children at home. And we see that today. But the beautiful thing about today is that women are in the workforce. Women have their own accounts. And so women are able to protect themselves and to protect their family in a different way than they had to back in the older days. Another thing that I think is important that we need to take into consideration here when it comes to the trusting of finances is that it isn't uncommon once partners get married for another partner to hold that money over a partner's head, or if they have joint bank accounts. Women, more often than not, tend to find themselves in relationships where there's financial abuse. The partner could 100% drain the bank account that they have access to, which prevents them from being able to have any type of financial security. And that could happen because of a simple fight. Or partners could find themselves at home as a stay-at-home parent, and they might not understand or know where any of the household money is going to. They might not know what is physically in bank accounts. And that might be because the partner withholds the information from them, or it might be that they have placed all of their trust into that partner. But God forbid something happens and they need to get out of the situation. They might be left hurting and in a position to not be able to get themselves to safety. So what this OP was saying, OP is original poster, was saying was that if you trust your partner enough to have sex with them and to marry them, then you have to trust them enough to share your finances with them. And sure, in the grand scheme of things, that might be nice. We might all be sitting here and hoping and wishing that every single person who is in a married relationship or in any sort of relationship with somebody that's long term is happy and both partners are trustworthy. One woman commented saying that she was that way with her partner for 10 years, and then during the 11th year of marriage, shit hit the fan and all the money was pulled out from underneath her. I shared the example how I was in a relationship with a man and I had sex with him. We were together for 3 years and we had sex, and I thought I was in love. I thought I wanted to marry this man. But I also knew that if we got married, he wasn't getting access to my bank account because I didn't trust him. He was an alcoholic. It doesn't mean that I didn't trust him in other areas, but when it came to finances, I didn't trust him. I knew that I would be okay. What I didn't know was whether or not he would be okay. So for me, I could have sex with this person. I thought I could marry them. I'm glad I didn't. They were my first, serious love. And at the end of the day, I could see myself building a life with them, but I didn't trust them in the financial area. And that's okay. Some of us are blessed enough to be able to find partners that we can trust in all aspects. But also, we have to recognize that as humans, we are flawed. We are going to make mistakes. We might not have learned certain life lessons. We might still be learning life lessons. And to make the assumption that if you can get naked with somebody that you then have to trust them with your finances, to me is such an astronomical, like far-fetched point and idea. Because being naked physically is very different than being joined together financially. And one of the biggest like reasons that sticks out in my head is the fact that finances are like our life. Like if my partner and I stopped having sex today, it would suck. But it's not the end of the world. We can have conversations around it and we can figure things out and maybe our relationship lasts, maybe it doesn't, I don't know. Like sex is, it's there and it's great and it's a big part of a relationship for most people. But having sex with your partner doesn't really affect your future. I mean, outside of STIs and stuff or unwanted pregnancies, but for the most part, me having sex today with my partner isn't determining whether or not I can survive at 80 years old. But if somebody fucks with my finances today and, like, say they put us in a few hundred thousand dollars of debt that I then have to dig myself out of, or they blow all my savings on a horse race or in the stock market, or they take my retirement fund and then I have to pay taxes on it. There are these things that it's like that affects my future. Our lives are built on finances. Our lives need finances to keep moving forward. As much as there are people out there who like say they don't care about money, to some extent, you do care about money because it is the thing that fills your gas tank up. It is the thing that puts food in your mouth. It is the thing that puts a roof over your head. It is the thing that keeps societies going. And to say that if you trust somebody to have sex with them and to marry them, that you must trust them with your finances, to me is a fallacy because they aren't hand in hand. My body is here. It is here at 36 years old, ready and willing to have sex. My body is also here, ready and willing to make money. Having sex with my body right here today, like I said, doesn't affect me when I'm 80 in most cases. Like what I do with my body as far as sex goes isn't coming with me to tomorrow unless I get pregnant on, or, whatever. It is staying in that moment, that like 2 hour session that I have sex with my partner. It is staying in those 2 hours 99% of the time. My trust to have sex with my partner is my trust to have sex with him in that moment. My trust in my partner to build my future with me financially is completely different. I trust my partner now. I would open a joint bank account with him today. I would still maintain my own separate account. Because that to me is a smart thing to do. I think we all should have something to ourselves for many reasons. But what I do with my partner and with my finances today does affect me when I'm 80, does affect me when I'm trying to retire, does affect me when I'm trying to buy the house or trying to buy the car or getting my credit score looked at. So my trust in my partner is going to be completely different from having sex to getting married to having finances. Trust isn't evenly splayed amongst all three of those. It isn't also evenly splayed amongst anything else in a partnership. The older generations might think differently, but they come from a different financial society than we do as younger generations. And that's okay. We're all allowed to think differently. But there is something that I will say. I think sex and money are similar in many ways when it comes to partnerships, but making them even on the trust field, I don't think that you can equate the two when it comes to trust. Because, like I said, I've been there, trusted somebody with my body. This man took my virginity. He was the first person that I had sex with. He was the first person that I had serious love for. I'd fooled around with other guys. I'd thought I'd been in love with other guys. But this man I trusted with my body, which is heavy. I mean, I've shared it before. I waited until I was 27 to have sex. Like, it took a lot of trust in him to want to have sex. But no matter how much trust I had in him to have sex, that same amount of trust was definitely not going to get me to share my finances with him. Definitely not. So, some food for thought. When it comes to your finances with your partner, are you pro all the money in a joint bank account? Both partners having access to it? Both partners having access to retirement accounts, investment accounts, etc.? Or are you team separate everything? Or are you somewhere in the middle? I personally am in the middle track. It makes sense to have a joint bank account for shared necessities, but I also think it's important to have separate accounts. And the reason I think it's important to have separate accounts is you never know what's going to happen in life. You never do. And the last thing you want is for somebody to fuck you over. I don't care who you are. Something's going to happen and you're going to be fucked over, whether or not it's your partner doing it or the government doing it. Because I can tell you when a partner dies, it ain't easy to get the money. Things get held up, things get caught in litigations, things get caught up in semantics. Like, things get caught up. And the last thing you want to do is be waiting on someone or something to get you your money. The other reason I think it's important for everybody to have, to some extent, their own bank account and their own finances is to continue the education. Because when we aren't looking at finances, we forget. And then we aren't learning and we aren't doing and we aren't touching and we aren't growing with our finances in understanding and knowledge and change. And I think those are important things, which is why I'm a huge proponent for have a joint bank account and then have your own accounts. Because as humans, we're meant to constantly be learning and growing and doing. And I think that's a very big part. Of life is our finances, so we should always be growing with our finances. Those are my two cents. Trust is a heavy word. You know the adage, the saying is, it's easy to break trust and hard to gain back. You can break it at the snap of a finger, but it can take years to build the trust back. And trust isn't even for things, and that's okay. I don't think trust should be an even playing field. I don't. That's my two cents. Take from it what you want. But at the end of the day, if somebody were to say to you, just because you're married to somebody, you should have joint bank accounts, tell them to fuck off. Because I don't think that's the case. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode left you feeling more confident in the future you are creating. I would love to hear your thoughts on the podcast, so please leave a review. And remember, sharing is caring. If you know somebody who could benefit from this podcast on their own personal journey, please share it with them. What I know we need more of in this world are people who are thriving in their financial and sexual lives. And if you're ready to dive in deeper, please go to lovealwaysjess.com/get started to find out more ways that you can work with me. May your day and week ahead be filled with love. See you next week.